podcast. I swear, this movie narrator loves to change the rules. So on TikTok, right, this guy, clearly a casual, too many casuals, he's like, hey, the rap lost, like, I come rappers are not finding anymore. So some guy did a skit, I'm like, Roddy, this is why TikTok is a low-key get banned. It's too many people doing, like, little clickbait ditches or, like, clickbait videos saying stupid shit. It was done by Little Brother, like, way back in 2002. And the song is called Whatever You Like. And Far Tone, who's part of Little Brother, this whole verse has been fucking around. He even said, like, I make the guy so head and my mom's in mind. And my words in mind. I remember that was always a thing, right? The fans are weird. You attack rappers for doing A, B, C, cat in the hat rap, right? Rhyming every single word, right? If I sit in with a verse, it's not really hard to do because I'm so used to rhyming, it's kind of hard to do. But, like, there are some times where certain rhymes don't rhyme, but then, like, the next four bars do, that's my writing style. And yet, people will find that as a flaw, even though, well, Fat Tone made a whole fucking song, wrote a whole verse, then rhyming. And he's part of a legendary fucking rap, highly influenced. I like Little Brother. Hell, I have a fucking Nice Wonder fan-made drum kit. That's what I'm talking about. Nigga, I got songs with samples from Nice Wonder. From the FL, basically it's FL's version of Life. So today, get a more bigger collection. The Slice updates every second. Every day, Slice has new sounds. So, it's not as consistent. So, that's what I'm talking about. We need to stop letting these casuals be so rap in our creativity. This is what makes, you know, rappers scared to try different things. They make artists scared to try different fucking sounds. And like I said, no idea is original, so whatever you do, someone's already done it. It's just, it's new in this era. Because they've been taught that you gotta rhyme every word. You got fucking, you know why? You got fucking Lyrical Miracle fans who openly say this shit. If your verse don't rhyme, then you're trash. So that means Fat Tone's trash? You see what I'm talking about? You see what I mean? Even Cool Keith don't rhyme words. Sometimes he'll say some shit that don't even rhyme, or he'll say a but he's different. He's basically your bitch. By logic, you are making your own rules. Kind of like my dumb. Y'all just make up rules as y'all go along. They make up rules as they go along. Act like it's just, like, nigga, it ain't like, by prime example, there is no dead down. I didn't get no hip hop memo that says, oh, you know that, you know, you have to have vocal pitches in your rhymes, right? And you know what makes, like, you have to have a variety of vocal pitches in your fucking, in your verses, right? I didn't get that memo. And for the third time, fourth or fifth time, I was promoting my song from my new album I just dropped. I forgot I fucking dropped it today. So I seen it. And then I started just promoting a few songs. And I tried to promote that one song I didn't go through. Obviously, people won't mess with it. The song is called, Captain My Psyche. For the beat, let's be real with it. If it's not familiar, we don't like it. When I tried to promote, when I promoted the song Starstalkers, yo, that's real rap, yeah, because it's familiar. All the thing this is just proving my point. Here I have another song I'm promoting called what's that fucking song called? I forgot. What is that fucking song called? Damn. Oh, No Longer Dependent on You, right? This song was inspired by my cousin's marriage. Now, mind you, what it's inspired by. So, when niggas start saying, you sound like you're into rapper, is it because of the fact that I'm using, is it because of the fact I said in the assumption that this song is inspired by my fucking cousin's marriage? Uh-oh, big day. I've said it in multiple podcasts why I don't like being compared to other rappers, especially Chance the Rapper. I'm not saying he's trash. At one point, I did not like the nigga's music. So I went back, gave him a shot, and said, you know what? Cool. Like I told you, fans get attached to a particular sound, and you can't change it. That's what I'm saying. Like, once fans get attached and say, your sound, even if it's not even intentional. You know what I mean? You can't be a meme. It doesn't matter what you want. You can't be a meme rapper. You get a fan that can make a meme rap. You put out a lot of rap and you have a fan base that fuck with it. You can't be like, I'm going to make this because some old ass cartoon and call it garbage. No. You made that, baby. You try to be diverse, fans are gonna pick songs that you do that they really want you to keep making. Yo, you should be making this boom bappy shit, bro. If you hop on TV that sounds too different, they're not gonna fuck with you. You don't like that? We make him on the flow. Y'all make it seem like this is even why rappers are also scared to. They're also scared to take this. Y'all think anytime when an artist do anything that's not traditional, it's a mistake. It's a flaw. Every time. Why is he rapping like that? Why is he spitting like this? Why is he not adding too many fucking double entendres? Why is he adding too many double entendres? Why? In the first two bars, he's not rhyming anything. Prime example, here we go. First, right? Maybe Coleman? Where at the end of every verse, like I have a whole fucking verse where I'm rhyming every fucking bar, but when I end the verse, I don't end it with an ending bar. I end it like with a. So that last rhyme don't, that last word don't rhyme with anything. But because people are so used to every word rhyming, that it just sounds completely off. And it's like, I don't, it's like, I know that you're doing this on purpose, but I hate that you're doing it on purpose because it's not formulative, it's wrong. Okay, if you're doing that, I want you to listen to Little Brothers, whatever you say, listen to Fonte's verse, where this man does not rhyme a single word. And mind you, I didn't even know he was doing it. The first time I heard it, I didn't even, like, back in that time, in 2002, I heard it because a friend of mine played Little Brother. That's the first time I heard it, and I didn't even notice that he was not rhyming a single verse. And my homeboy would tell me that. But I noticed that, oh, he's not. But the dude was sounding so dope on the verse that I didn't even notice. Just like telling me something about, you got too many poles in your clothes. And I'm hearing Samson Hacker, he just calls it. But see, these are casuals. We need to get rid of the casual fans. The casual fans are killing the fucking goddamn game. Y'all giving these casuals way too much power. These fools are the ones who make hip-hop, TikTok pages talking about hip-hop, but only talking about, like, trap or one particular person. You got people who are older than me, who have a hip-hop fucking goddamn a hip-hop page where, yeah, he promotes old school rap. Yes, he promotes, but he's mostly like leaning towards the new generation. That's fine. But you can't do that and be like a straight up fucking like straight dick rider at the same time. Like, through the whole time, seeing this man defend this man Drake, and to come to find out that everything Kendrick Lamar or Drake, would you because they were moving out of California. He moved out of the U.S. So, what you gonna say now? Kendrick Lamar exposed Drake and he's fucked. But, you know, I'm not saying don't listen to the fucking man. I'm just fucking guy, but keep in mind, fans don't got morals. And the fact that y'all stupidly believe that Kendrick beat his fucking wife with no proof, this is what I've been saying in my podcast for a long time. Now, I do not care for it. Why? Because they'll believe if I've been accused of doing anything, like, mind you, no one even said, like, how, like, he said in the comments, like, how dumb are people, man? So nowadays, people can be accused of something, and that's stupid. You have motherfuckers disagreeing with it, like, that's a sickening thought. How is it sickening? If I'm being accused of something I didn't do, there is no proof. And then even when there is no proof, and on top of the fact, when I did go to court, the case was thrown out. There was no evidence. So it proves that I'm fucking innocent and that it was bullshit. And you got people who still believe that I did it. And you know why? Because they want. They don't care that there is things like every, I bet you every person that assumes and believes that Kendrick Lamar hit his wife is a fucking Drake fan. Let's be real with you, that are a Drake fan, this ain't no crazy shit, this is some real shit. You are basically putting, and it's very sadistic, you're putting your whole fucking allegiance to a rapper that you don't even fucking know. And keep in mind how everything about Drake came to fruition, and yet you over here still talking about, well, Kendrick hit his wife with no proof either back if he did or not. But you want to believe it so much because you hate Kendrick so much that you want to fucking believe the shit. And now you over here just like, well, I hate Kendrick, so I'm going to believe this shit. Even though there is no proof that this man hit his wife, and two, you got all this proof of JJ Academics, who's a big fucking goddamn academic, a big Drake dick writer, so it only makes sense. Like, let's see, Raven Howard, he's a huge Drake dick writer. So, of course, this nigga's like, yeah, I like Academics, even though Academics is a fake ass nigga. This motherfucking fool makes fun of people, deaf, when no one didn't know what the fuck he looked like. Niggas didn't know what the fuck this nigga looked like. You just said, like, till he did that. Then they made this shit crazy. Niggas been dick riding Drake for so fucking long, bro. What you talking about? Now this nigga like, yeah, I like the fact that he's this person is, you know. I'm like, shut up. You too old for that. You too old to be doing that. And you look corny with a fucking Drake. So I'm wearing my armor to protect my man. That's some glaze. That's some sucky shit. But Kendrick fans do that. It's both sides. Nigga, and here's the kicker. I don't see a lot of Kendrick Lamar fans doing that shit. I would not even do that. That shit looks corny. Then you put it on fucking social media. You look stupid. That's you. I'm gonna let you know, my nigga. Drake ain't paying your rent, he ain't paying your bills. You ain't seen me that with Kendrick Lamar. Like, nah, that's even if that's my even like I told you, I gave Kendrick Lamar his little L when he sat there and told that white girl to sing a song with the word nigga in it and then said, nah, don't say that word. Don't say that word. That was stupid. You should have thought about that before you put that word in your fucking lyrics. That's your fault. You know niggas don't fuck. You know people do not ever, ever, ever listen to the clean version of any rap song. They don't. They do not. They do not. That's why I don't see what's the point of having a clean version any fucking way. It's doing like little church shows, but even if the cussing is out, the content might be bad. So what's the point? The fucking point, nigga. But back to what I'm talking about, man. This is stupid. But back to what I'm talking about with not rhyming. Because there's a lot of rappers that get away with a lot of shit. That nigga Cool Key made a whole song called I Don't Believe You. And every song, and every, in the whole verse is, la, 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 I don't believe you. Dunna, dunna, dun, I don't believe you. Now, let's say for him, if I'm in a song like that, in 2023. That's not it, bro. Come on, man, you're better than that. And you know how people love to put you on a little high-ass pedestal. Like, can you blame him? Yeah. Because if I believed that I was, like, believed to be hot and believed to be on that pedestal, you would call me delusional. We know this. I know, like, for real. I don't really like when there's comparing chance rap. I'm like, whatever, nigga. Because you can't escape that. That's what I don't understand. Artists, be different. Nigga, it doesn't matter. If I do any, like, just right off of me posting up three songs from my album, right? One was some boom bappy shit. Oh, that shit's fire. That shit's clean. I finally put up my song, Trusting My Psyche. Not one fucking goddamn fucking nothing. But you don't see someone say, that's not it, fam. Niggas don't care about their content. They care about the fucking beat. So when I fucking put up the fucking goddamn song, not, what's that fucking goddamn song called? I keep forgetting. Not Depending on You, which is on some straight up neon soul early 2000 shit. Then it's like, yo, this shit's fire. This remind me. If it doesn't, if motherfuckers ain't saying this reminds me of this, then you fucked up. It has to remind them of something. It's like how this chick, you kind of sound like Tensa. Fourth time someone compared me. Like, but why don't you like being compared? Nigga, why are you comparing niggas? Cause I thought about this when I was in the bathroom. Compare another rapper is borderline. You're almost on that line. Down someone, like you're biting someone's style, but you sounding like somebody, and you're trying. It's like it's in between the line between you're trying to sound like somebody to a T, and on the other side, you're biting someone's style. Get your own originality. It's right in the fucking middle. You even, and the funny thing about it, you're not even trying to. Not even trying to. But because fans want to hear you so familiar, but they lie their teeth, we want originality. No, the fuck you don't. You want someone to remind you of somebody that you've heard before. Because Live My Name blew up more. He's like the West Coast Chance the Rapper. I can tell that he's a huge Chance the Rapper fan when, bitch, I don't see Chance the Rapper like that. What are you talking about? I like a few, even his new shit I like that he put out right now, but nigga, I am not that big of a fucking Chance the Rapper fan. Fuck is wrong with you niggas? That's the issue with these casuals. Y'all are the most fans, even you are not a casual. Y'all niggas will hear somebody, remind you of somebody, and sit there and assume that, yo, that's that nigga's biggest influence. And let someone ask me, who's your biggest influence? Watch Chance the Rapper not pop up out of my face. And watch someone say, he should give Chance the Rapper his credit because he took his whole style. You see what I'm talking about? I don't think about Chance the Rapper when I'm fucking writing. I don't think about nobody. But these motherfuckers, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I hate when people fucking compare other rappers. And since fans are stupid and believe their own lies and sit there and believe the bullshit, guess what? What the fuck they gonna sit there and do? They gonna sit there, believe the bullshit, and no matter how much, there's some fans that don't be like that. They'll defend it, but let's be real. These fools who sit there and make up shit like that and run with it, despite of how dumb it sounds, those is nothing more but a bunch of cards. I'm just saying. Who just love to just sit there, make up bullshit, like how motherfuckers are stupidly and sickeningly really thinking that this dude Kendrick really would beat up his own fucking goddamn wife. Because you do realize in battle rap, people love to, like, make up shit. Like that time when Deep and Lady P and all these other, like, what's that, and Deborah, who do, you know, woke stuff, how they got all uppity because of fucking battle rappers. fucking goddamn phone? When is fucking Farrest? When on his YouTube page? When is Far as on his motherfucking new Instagram page and try to, you know, attack this man for a battle rap? Okay, great. Now you have to look now. If you're playing that game, you can look up Arsenal and every fucking battle rapper that do that. You clearly don't. Even though Game Loud K, him beefing with fucking Rick Ross out of nowhere, even though it is clout chasing, but you gotta understand that's what the Game does. He likes to beef with rappers. That's what he does. He's been doing that shit since G-Unit. Like, 50 Cent didn't tell him to come after, even that. I didn't tell Game to come after some of these rappers. He did his own. It was good publicity because he's rapping G-Unit. So, fine, do what you do. He tried to diss, you know, Jay-Z, and he was like, nah, don't fuck up the money like that, nah. You know what I'm saying? But, because some of these niggas are pulling strings in the industry. You want this to go mainstream when you got so many people who pulling the strings in the industry, and if you were to get either one of these rappers or into these in the industry pissed, you get blackballed. And you want niggas to strive to be mainstream and be mainstream, have all the accolades, but you ain't got no freedom. It's bad enough you got casuals in the fucking underground trying to tell niggas how to make music. Too many casuals, buddy. You see them on TikTok. It's mostly the young anyways. I'm sorry. Our millennials who just want to try to think like Gen Z. Sorry to break it to you. But you know, that's how it is. If you like, you're wrong. So I'm speaking my truth. That's what I don't like. I'm like, whatever. That's why when that, like, go back to something about comparison. Like, when this one would be like, yo, you give me a chance for rappers, like, I would have said thanks to that. Because old me from 2017 would have touched you out. He's like, but why? Because why are you comparing me to Chance the Rapper so fucking much? Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Bro, what you do? In what way? Your voice. My voice don't sound nothing like Chance the Rapper. Fuck is wrong with you? Why? Then they start questioning. Well, why are you mad? Chance is good. Chance is good. Nigga, back when he came out with the Big Day, nigga, which was a worst time. You niggas try to compare me to Chance the Rapper. Nah, nigga, shut up. Stop comparing fucking rappers to other rappers. If it ain't like blatant, nigga, shut the fuck up. Because I've been compared to a lot of niggas. Mick Jenkins, I didn't know who the fuck Mick Jenkins was, so don't compare me to him. And then, if it ain't Mick Jenkins, it's Lotto, that was a new one, or Evidence, or Bowley James, or it's like, y'all throw so many fucking names, it's like, you don't fucking know what the fuck I sound like. You just throwing up a bunch of fucking names. Half the time, you're over just stupid shit. Like, prime example, this is why I don't like comparisons. Because some retard literally called Ka a fucking MF Doom impersonator because he has a monotone delivery and a deep voice, MF Doom. And you got people that are that retarded that all it takes is just those two things to say that you're a fucking cardboard copy. So let someone compare me to Chance, like this one dude. This fool on reposting, I don't know what song. This fool wrote a whole paragraph of a story of, yeah, I can tell that Chance the Rapper is your main influence. I can tell you study his style. Nigga, I don't. Chance the Rapper studies Eminem. Them internal rhymes, that's not Chance the Rapper, nigga. That's all Eminem. There is, like, bro, have you heard that fucking song that he did with Action Bronson? That is Eminem to a T. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Like, every, like, for real. His Chance the Rapper's influences is Lil Wayne and Eminem. You can hear that shit, mostly Eminem, in fucking goddamn rhyme scheme. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Like, nigga, Chance is the only fucking rapper that do internal rhyme scheme that y'all would call Dr. Seuss rap. But let someone do what Fat Tone does and not fucking rhyme a single word. You're trash. Where's your rhyme? Don't rhyme? Trash. Rhyme a lot? Dr. Seuss. the more I fucking dig deep into this shit, the more I really stop taking fans seriously, or critics seriously. The fact, it's like, seriously. He's like, but I'm not saying all fans, but some fans know what's up. Most of these niggas are just casual. Are OGs that for some reason want to think like casual. You should know better than that. Not supposed to fucking think like these. You're supposed to guide to me. We all get it. We all miss being young. Hell, I miss not having a being. I miss not being a fucking goddamn parent. I'm just enjoying my fucking goddamn 30. But hey, we all don't get what the fuck we want, don't we? I'm just saying. But like I say, no, that's the truth of my point. Be creative. Fuck these dumbasses. They always hit on whatever they ain't never heard before. It ain't the way you're flowing, the beat you're rapping on. If it don't sound familiar to them, they call it garbage. And who mostly say that shit? Casual. Real fans like when artists take some creative risk. Not force creative risk, but at the same time, know that it's in their right pocket. Like when I make a song like, you know, Trapped in My Psyche or shit like that. And understand the concept, except for, oh, you got too many pauses in your flows, as if that's wrong. Nigga, I have a fucking How to Rap book from 2002, and it tells you this shit. Fuck are you talking about? Chance the Rapper, like, you can't sit there and look at an underground rapper and then critique what he does, but then let another rapper do the exact same thing whose fame is gonna pass. Then when we bring it up, be yourself. Then we be yourself, you don't like when we be ourselves. So we need to stop having opinions if you're thinking like that. But it is what the fuck it is. I'm done.